Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Back to our normal study, as we will investigate few of the verses of Quran chapter 16, from which we learn that there is nothing about the miracle of the Quran. It is a book written for the people who live in the 7th century, and it does not fit with any of those who live today in the world. And that is the opposite of what Muslims claim about the word of Allah, the Quran, the perfect guidance for all mankind, all the time. That is not the case, as we'll see here in our program for today. And without further ado, let us read together that which is written in Quran chapter 16, beginning from verse 78. And Allah brought you out of your mother's belly. You do not know anything. And He made to you the hearing and the sight and the heart. Perhaps you may give thanks. Do they not see the birds subservient in the air of the heavens? No one catches them except Allah. Surely in this is a sign to people who believe. And Allah made for you of your houses a dwelling, and made for you from the skin of the livestock houses. You find it light in your traveling day and in your settling, and from their wool and their hair, furniture, and provision for a while. And Allah made shades for you from what He created, and He made for you from the mountain places of shelter, and made for you garments to protect you from the heat, and garments to protect you in your violence. Likewise, He fulfilled His grace on you. Perhaps you may submit, meaning to become Muslims. Now, when we investigate these verses by reading even the interpretation of so-called Muslim scholars like Al-Tabari, we discover that there is no miracle in such verses. It is logic, common sense, something people can observe by their eyes, plus there are plenty of errors in such verses. And we will prove this to you as we move on one verse at a time. First, let's begin by verse 78. And that is when Allah said, and Allah brought you out of your mother's bellies. You do not know anything. And He made to you the hearing and the sight and the heart. Perhaps you may give thanks. Notice here, which person in any part of the world, with or without any education, cannot understand the simplest facts about babies born out of the mother's belly? Or we can actually say bitter, out of the wombs. Because the baby do not stay inside the mother's belly, but inside the womb. But in any way, and which person cannot understand that when babies are born, they do not have any knowledge? This is fact. Baby born without any knowledge. They gain knowledge from experience, from learning about life, from those who surround them in the environment. I know that God made the hearing and the sight for every child is born. But what about the children who are born and they cannot hear or they cannot see? As for Allah gave babies hearts, I do not know how in the world a baby is born without a heart can live for, say, a minute. Obviously, that statement here does not make any sense. And what is so amazing, the greatest error in that verse is actually the word perhaps. Because Allah should know who will be thankful and who will not be thankful as He come into this world. But once again, what is so new about that verse? Do we have any revelation, new information given to that great prophet Muhammad, which no one can observe or see around the world without Muhammad? So here we go. One verse in the Quran is written as logic and common sense to what is happening, and no one gained any new information from it. Let's move on to verse 79. Do they not see the birds subservient in the air of the heavens? No one catches them except Allah. Surely in this is a sign to people who believe. We're talking about a miracle in the Quran. When Allah says the word sign, He is talking about something beyond the nature. No one can catch that bird in the sky. And amazingly, when you read the interpretation of so-called Muslim scholar Al-Tabari, he will tell you that is a great evidence that there is no God except Allah. And on and on and on was preaching the sermon of the oneness of Allah, the Islamic oneness of Allah, which contradicts the teaching of the Bible as they claim that Christian worships three gods. When in reality, the verse does not say anything about the worship of one Allah or three gods, as they claim Christian worships three gods, at all. And notice the error in that verse is very clear. The bird can fly in the air with their wings. As Allah stated in Quran chapter 6 and verse 38, and there is no creature on earth or bird that flies with its wings. Wow, bird fly with its wings. Amazingly, I just discovered that there are actually 60 species of birds that do not fly, like penguins, and you can find more about that online. So now we see Allah make a big error. Why? Because Allah said no one can catch these birds except Allah. Well, guess what? Any infidel is greater than Allah, because any infidel today can catch any bird simply by using a net gun or shoot it down by a gun. Well, you see, in Muhammad days, it is difficult to catch a bird flying up in the air. But guess what? Today, because of technology, we can take any bird from any height from the sky down to prove that Allah in that verse is wrong. So any human, not just Allah, can do such a thing. And that is not a sign or a miracle. That is an error in the Quran. Let's move on to verse 80. And Allah made for you of your houses a dwelling. Excuse me? Are you serious? You mean the house is a place where we dwell? Do I need a verse from the Quran to explain that to me? Yes, indeed. That's another miracle, as Muslims always claim. Every verse in the Quran is a miracle. Let's continue with that verse to learn about from what material this house was built. It is actually was made from skin. What about the homes we have today? Do we really need to build houses from some animal skins as it was during the life of the Bedouins in Muhammad's days? What can we do with these beautiful homes we have built all over the world? Even in Saudi Arabia Peninsula today, we have some of the highest towers in the world. Allah said in the same verse, you find it light in your traveling day and in your settling. Wow, it was easy in Muhammad's days to carry the tent, which made out of some animal skin. You just roll it with the sticks and the pegs, which you hold the skin to the ground with, and you put it on the top of your camel, and here we go. We're moving from Mecca to Medina. Wow, can we do that today with our homes? No, we can't. Bigger houses, it is impossible to move it from one place to another, because we no longer live in a tent made from some animal's skin. You see, the Quran was beautiful in Muhammad days, as people used to live in tent. Not today, not forever. And that is a great evidence that the miracles of the Quran, the word of Allah, does not fit all societies in different locations around the world. Then Allah said, and from their wool and their fur and their hair, furniture and provisions for a while. I'm sorry, once again, we no longer use these materials which come out of the livestock for furnitures. Furniture today is made out of wood. It's made out of aluminum. It's made out of steel. Things Muhammad did not know about in the 7th century. That once again proved that the Quran, it may fit well in Muhammad days with those who live in the Sahara of the Saudi Arabia Peninsula, but not for the people of the 21st century. Now let us move to verse 81. And Allah made shades for you from what He created. I love to read the interpretation of Muslim scholars who will tell me, oh, Allah here is talking about the shade which comes from the trees, and the people can go under the trees so they can protect themselves from the heat of the day. Excuse me. Are you serious? Allah did not say that. Allah simply said He made the shade. And you cannot tell me that the shade is made. The shade is a result of the existence of other objects like tree. But the shade itself was not made by Allah. Once again, that may work in Muhammad days, but not today. And if that is the case, why we have thousands of Muslims died in the last pilgrimage of Hajj in Saudi Arabia? Because of the heat in Saudi Arabia. Where was that shade which Allah made from the trees to protect the thousands of Muslims who died from the heat of Saudi Arabia? In the most holy place, that is in Mecca, by the Kaaba, they dropped dead in the hundreds, and the total is in the thousands, and only God knows how many Muslims died on that last pilgrimage.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Continue with verse 81. And He made for you from the mountains places of shelter. Once again, what place of shelter Allah made in the mountains? I know some people dug caves in mountains to live in, but Allah did not make places for refuge in the mountains. It is the work of people's hands if they have the skills to figure out where they can protect themselves in some mountains. Now let's talk about the garments. Yes, indeed. Here we go, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, brand new information. If it was not for Muhammad, we would have never figured it out. What we're talking about here? It is when Allah said, and made for you garments to protect you from the heat and garments to protect you in your violence. What Allah is talking about here? There are two separate garments. The first one is made out of cotton or other fabric, which people wear to protect themselves once again from the heat or the cold weather. Amazingly, I have to say that, I'm sorry, Allah did not make any garments. Not any jacket, not any pants, not any clothes. It was once again man who made these clothes so he can wear it. And obviously that was not in one step process, but in many processes. As we know that first, man was covered with animal skins. Do you know where we learn about that? We learn about that in Genesis account. That is when God covered the nakedness of Adam and Eve when he sacrificed the first animals. He took the skin of these animals and covered them. So obviously, here's the first time we hear about clothes made out of animal skin. But with modern advancement, now man began to make threads out of walls, and he was able to weave these threads to make fabric, and then he starts sewing the fabric to make the different clothes, which we can see it even today in a very modern way to make fancy pants and fancy jackets and fancy dresses for the ladies. That is man's work, not Allah's work. Amazingly, one of the great errors in the Quran in chapter 7 and verse 27, where we read, O children of Adam, do not let Satan seduce you as he got your parents out of the garden by taking their clothes off to show them their private parts. For here we see Adam and Eve wearing clothes before they fall in sin. As a matter of fact, that was the step from which Satan caused them to sin. What a great imagination. For the Bible is very clear, they were both naked and they were not shamed, as written in Genesis 2 and verse 25. What about the garments to protect the Muslim at the time of violence? Oh, these are the armors, which, by the way, also were made by man. As man was able to make different clothes to be worn to protect them during the war, also man made shield and helmets as armors to protect them during the war. And of course, because the weaponry changed, now we have bulletproof vests. And so on and on with all the technology and the new advance in weaponry and protections of weaponry. I mean, literally, who would think that we need a mask to protect ourselves from some chemical radiation? Can't you see? The Quran is written simply as poetry without any revelation in it, as poetry without any knowledge for future advancement. And that is the reality. The Quran is not a holy book, a perfect book to fit with changes in humans' life. Amazingly, some Muslim jihadi today believe in the word of Allah in the Quran blindly. And they actually believe they can go in war against Israel using swords and spears and riding horses and camels. Unbelievable. They are Muslim jihadi who believe that's how they will end the war against Israel and that's how they will behead the last Jew as Muhammad commanded them in his teaching in the Hadith. Now Allah ended verse 81 by stating, likewise, He, that is Allah, fulfills His grace on you. Perhaps you may submit. The word submit here means to become Muslim. Excuse me? From reading these five verses, now we know about the grace of Allah? What is grace? You see, when Muslims talk about grace and asking Allah to fulfill His grace on them, they're not talking about the grace which we know as Christians. God's riches at Christ's expense. That is the initial of the word grace. We're talking about Jesus dying on the cross for the sin of the world, and through the blood of Jesus, we can receive forgiveness of our sin and we can inherit eternal life. Grace in Islam is about a baby is born from the mother womb, and somehow he can hear and he can see and he can learn things as he goes, as we read in verse 78. Grace in Islam is about the bird that flies in the air, which is going to teach the Muslims that there is no God except Allah. And Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And that's how they become Muslim, as we see in the end of verse 81. And by the way, only Allah can catch the birds who fly by their wings in the air. Grace in Islam that somehow Muslims were able to build lighthouses from some animal skin and they can easily move it from one place to another place, or that they can make some clothes out of these animal skins, and that somehow they can make some furniture out of the skin of the animals, or their hair, or their fur, or their wool. That is grace to the Muslims. Grace of Allah in Islam that somehow you find a tree, and from the tree you find shade, and Allah made that shade for people to hide under it to protect themselves from the heat of the day. Or grace is to be able to find a shelter place in some mountain so they can protect themselves from the heat of the day or the cold of the night. And the grace of Allah, it is the clothes we wear, which Allah made for us somehow. I do not know how can Allah made it when it's only man-made materials or some garment to protect them at the time of war. This is the grace of Allah in Islam. And by knowing that grace of Allah, somehow people will submit and become Muslims. And I love it once again that Allah ended these wonderful verses by using the word perhaps. Perhaps you may become Muslims. I'm sorry. If these are the things which causes people to become Muslim, why in the world many of the leaders of Islam are leaving Islam today, not in the hundreds, not in the thousands, but actually in the millions? What happened to the grace of Allah? What happened to the grace of the Quran and the signs or the miracles which Allah provided in His word in the Quran? My dear friends, the Quran is simply empty words. Sentence was great poetry in the Arabic language. But when you translate it to other languages, we lose the flow and the rhyme of such poetry. And by reading these words of the verses of the Quran in some other languages and investigate it by thinking on, meditating on it, you will end becoming an atheist. That's exactly what's happening to many of the Muslims around the world. You have to understand now that, once again, Muslims are Muslims because of two things. Number one, the word of Allah of the Quran. Number two, the Prophet of Islam, the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad. And the more we know about the Quran and the more we know about Muhammad, the better the chance for people to leave Islam. I'm sorry. If you want to talk about the grace of God, we can go to the Bible. We can look at some true understanding to know what God meant by the word grace. For the scripture teaches, by grace you're saved through faith, not of work, so no one should boast. What grace are we talking about? We're talking about, once again, the great love of God to mankind. That is, when God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, and he was buried, and he rose again on the third day, and by repenting of our sin and believing in the substitute death of Jesus Christ, we have been set free. We have been forgiven for our sin. And there is no other way we can get to heaven except through Jesus Christ, who said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come to the Father except through him. You know why? Once again, because he is the only way we can receive the grace of God. Not what we have read in these ridiculous verses of the Quran, which show no miracle whatsoever. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.